and B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right, here we go. Good morning.
Nice.
It's 8:14, Brock. Hunter.
What's up, kid?
What's up, you ace?
You ace? Wife just made some protein coffee.
Protein coffee?
Yeah.
What's protein coffee?
I don't know. Hey, what's protein coffee? You can say. You're fine.
Protein mix mixed with coffee, but it's peppermint bark, so it tastes like a mocha.
Oh, so it's like mocha. It's like peppermint mixed with like some protein powder, and it's all in the coffee.
Okay, so instead of like
creamer. No, she says no. She's coming over. Hang on. All right, here you go.
The flavor is peppermint bark, so when you mix it with your coffee, it tastes like a mocha coffee. However, if you mix it with ice and blend it with some water, it then tastes like a nice, creamy mint chocolate chip shake.
It sounds delicious. It does. It sounds very good.
You should work at Starbucks.
Yeah. What you doing over there? Are you having your protein coffee, Hunter? You know, to get those high school muscles worked out?
Give me that protein bowl. That Marshawn Lynch commercial.
Yeah, protein bowl.
Give me that protein bowl. Give me that protein coffee. I don't know. Yeah, I haven't really been drinking coffee too much. You think I would because I'm at the house and I have a coffee maker right here. But
don't call your wife that. Jeez, God.
Nice. That's funny.
Yeah, I got a hot coffee maker, dishwasher, laundry do. It's great, man. It's great.
Yeah.
Have sex
with them all.
Yeah, have sex with all of them. That's great. What? All right, we got it. Now that we've ruined that, let's do your WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
He has buds in the booth.
What's up, Katie?
What's up?
I love this. This is such a great story. So a member of the Oklahoma State House of Representatives named Justin Humphrey just introduced a bill to create an official Bigfoot hunting season. I am not making this up. All right?
Yes.
Look, there is political unrest. All right? We have a global pandemic going on. There's cancer. There's AIDS. There's hunger. There's poverty. Nope. But Justin Humphrey.
Gotta go hunt that skunk ape, dude.
Wants to make sure that we have an official Bigfoot hunting season. How do people like this get voted into office?
See, that's the problem, Brock. That's the problem. That's why things are haywire, because we got people thinking about things and trying to pass bills around stuff like this. It's insane.
God. And I'm telling you, folks, this is not a joke. He wants the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Commission to, quote, set annual season dates and create any necessary specific hunting licenses and fees.
So okay, I'm going to change my opinion on this. You know what? Pass the bill, because I want to eat my words so bad. You know, we've been ripping on Bigfoot for so long. So you know what? Hell with it. Have an open season. Bring me one. Please.
I tell you what. Okay, yeah, we'll take all these idiots' money. That's fine. Like, if you seriously want to go out, you want to purchase money. Or purchase a ticket, a license to go hunt Bigfoot, and that money goes towards good causes like conservational efforts. Okay, fine. We'll take your money, because ain't no way you're shooting a Bigfoot because he's not real.
Not happening. Dude, I will gladly eat my words. You know, you bring me a Bigfoot, I will apologize for everything I ever said about Bigfoot, all the doubts.
Well,
the pokes that I've poked those people.
Looks like you're going to be going hungry, because it's never, ever going to happen. So the Wildlife Commission isn't hot on the idea, though. A spokesman said, quote, here at the department, we use science to make management decisions, and we do not recognize Bigfoot as a wildlife species. If the bill passes, it would take effect on November 1st.
He's too busy doing Jack Link commercials, man.
I just.
You know.
What?
You know, another thing we brought up the other day, Brock, and I remember when we were talking off air, it's like everybody's up in arms about finding a Bigfoot, but like, we don't think twice about like silverback gorillas. That's a effing Bigfoot, guys. Like,
close
that's
enough.
What it is.
Close enough.
Close enough. But yeah, we just look at it as a gorilla. Oh, it's just a gorilla.
And
you know?
Here's another thing. I'd understand if we had like an overpopulation of Bigfoot. Big feet? Either way. Of course, us as a species are like, nope, we're going to kill it. This supposedly rare creature, this beast of lore and mysticalness, we want to find it and shoot it. Like, what are we doing?
Extremely endangered.
You know, I can't wait. I hope they pass this so I can shoot Bigfoot in the effing face, man. Right. What are we doing?
That's that's the human genome, man. You know what? Oh, it's extremely rare. Let's send a bullet through it.
Okay. I'm gonna mount Bigfoot's head next to the dodo bird I got in my den. Now look, all for hunting. All right, I love hunting. I love fishing. I love getting out there. But for God's sakes, people,
just go running for the guns at any given drop of anything. I get to shoot something.
Shoot Bigfoot right in the effing face, bro. Just I'm going to blow his head clean up.
We should study it a little bit.
This just seems like a great way for a bunch of hairy dudes to get shot in Oklahoma. That's what's going to happen. Some guy's going to be out there mowing his lawn with his shirt off, and he's got a nice hairy chest, and Cletus is going to come through. There he is, Bigfoot, shoot him. Yeah.
It took two to the chest mowing the lawn.
God, man. I'm just a hairy guy. All right. Only in Oklahoma, sure I guess. That's your WTF of the day, for God's sakes.